I think the minister must be a bit clearer about what exactly he means by strife in the country, and as well as what he means by censorship of the new media. What has generally happened across the world is that the new media has been used as a platform for people to express themselves further, and there has been no tendency by governments to seek to curtail that right of people to express themselves further, except in countries that are patently regarded as undemocratic. And in this case, since the minister was speaking with a meeting of Chinese officials, it's clear that the Chinese government generally has hostility towards social media and has never opened up that space for people to express themselves freely.
What would this mean for Zimbabweans who they themselves say are heavily into the new medias, talking about Facebook, Twitter, Tumblrs, those kind of things? What would it mean for them if there were stark regulations on their use of these mediums?
There are already regulations on the use of the medium. You will recall that there have been some court cases, in fact, some criminal charges laid against citizens for expressing their opinions on the president or any other government official. Some of them have been charged with undermining the authority of the president, others state security. So it's already obtained in Zimbabwe. And what it has definitely meant, because of our criminal defamation laws, criminalization of freedom of expression, is that there is latitude for government to continue repressing freedom of expression as well as access to information, and targeting not only just the media or the usage of the media itself, but just ordinary citizens who may feel to use the platform to express a view that the government thinks is not palatable to its interests.
How, if Zimbabwe were to follow through with this regulation, how do you think they'd be able to do it? Would it be plausible? Because it does take manpower and also money.
I think there are two dimensions to how it would pan out if you're looking at the technological side. But as I said, the first already regulation around this relates to what is published by an individual on a Twitter account or on a Facebook page or via email. There's like a regulatory framework around that already, which is similar to the regulatory framework around freedom of expression. But the second component, which is more similar to what obtains in China, where the government is able to control what actual social media sites you can use, or whether you can then stop Twitter from operating in Zimbabwe, etc. Well, that would basically mean the strengthening of the repressive framework around freedom of expression and access to information, and the filtering of information only through the government's eyes, which is not at all in the interest of the country, let alone in the interest of the democratic advancement of the right of the citizen to express themselves as well as to access information.